Der neue Bond kommt endlich ins Kino und der Song dazu ist von Billie Eilish dieses Mal. Wie das kam, da fragen wir direkt mal nach bei Billie. Fufis hier, Film und Fernsehen in Serie und auch dieser Podcast wird euch wieder präsentiert von unserem Sponsor Newsedu, die neue News-App auf eurem Handy. Checkt einfach mal Newsedu im Play Store oder im App Store. No Time to Die, keine Zeit zu sterben, so heißt der neue Bond-Film und der Titelsong dazu, geschrieben von Billie Eilish und ihrem Bruder Phineas natürlich auch. Aber Billie, wo schreibt man eigentlich so einen Bond-Song?
We wrote the song in Texas, in the green room backstage at these arena shows we did. And we recorded it in the bunk, in the bus, in the dark, in a basement.
Okay, also sie haben ihn backstage geschrieben auf ihrer Tour damals und aufgenommen haben sie ihn in einem Bus zwischen den Sitzen. Das klingt jetzt wirklich nicht so nach der sorgfältigen Arbeit an einem Bond-Meisterwerk. Aber Billie, kannst du auf den Punkt bringen, was einen Bond-Song ausmacht? Was muss der haben?
I think the only parameters around Bond-Songs are making them Bond. I feel like you just kind of gotta know. It's not really like a rule. There's not like a book of like Bond rules, you know, it's just kind of if you know, you know, type thing. And I feel like we wanted to represent Bond as much as possible, but not make it not us at the same time. We wanted to like completely incorporate Bond, but also have it sound like what we sound like, but just try something a little different. Yeah. And yeah.
I mean, I think there's like a, I don't know, like, it's a little bit like a, like the Bond songs are like a great artist, like a Picasso, where like no matter what Picasso paints, you're like, that looks like a Picasso to me. And I think that in many ways is what a Bond song needs to do.
It's got a signature.
I think you know when you hear it, and also like you probably don't have it if you don't know. You know, I think if we were working on a song for a Bond film and we played it for somebody and they were like, that's a cool song. And they didn't go, that sounds like a Bond song. Like, I think I would feel like we weren't doing our job, you know?
Die beiden sagen, sowas kann man nicht in einem Regelbuch nachlesen. Man muss das spüren. Und das haben sie gemacht. Und sie haben es sogar geschafft, dass der Song nach Bond und nach Billie Eilish klingt. Welche bisherigen Bond-Songs haben euch denn bei der Arbeit inspiriert?
Well, I mean, the Bond songs that spoke to us in the past, I think are our favorite. Especially in the Craig series of Skyfall. And then, you know, I'm a huge fan of kind of anything Paul McCartney does. And I loved Shirley's too. So
Another Way to Die is hard too.
Another Way to Die with Alicia and Jack is really cool. And then the scores for the movies themselves have been really, I mean, we were so excited to work with Hans Zimmer and we love his score for this film. And then Thomas Newman did the two before ours. And he's one of our favorites also. So it's just a great pantheon to join, you know.
Jetzt schreibt man ja nicht jeden Tag einen Bond-Song. War von euch bei der Herangehensweise irgendetwas anders zu den üblichen Songs, die ihr schreibt, also zu euren eigenen Songs? Habt ihr irgendwas anders gemacht?
To be honest with you, like, every song we make is different. Like, the writing process is always, always different. With this one, it was chords first. Just like that, da, na, 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 and that was all we had, and that was like really like that, and then he had this one synth type sound that sounded like a train, and that the like in the beginning, and that was how we started, and that was like what made it go, and then we wrote the pre-chorus first, then we wrote the chorus, then we wrote the verses, and then like a couple weeks ago we did the belt, so.
We're very melody focused. Oftentimes,
it started with all melodies.
Oftentimes, we'll write some lyrics, or Billie will have a great line, and then she'll just kind of improvise a melody that fits the lyric, because Billie will think of this great lyric, and then she'll just sing something cool.
Bei jedem Song, den sie schreiben, gehen sie sowieso immer anders ran, so generell, also es gibt nicht so ein festes Schema, wie sie arbeiten, sagen sie. Bei Bond war jetzt zuerst die Melodie da und dann kam der Rest hinterher. Sie haben sich also zuerst mal so um den typischen Bond-Sound gekümmert. Nochmal eine Frage, weg vom Song zu den Bond-Filmen hin, habt ihr eigentlich beide irgendeinen Lieblings-Bond-Moment?
I have one.
What?
There's a moment in Spectre where there, he's at like the ski lodge health clinic where he finds Madeleine Swann, and security tries to escort him out, and he just decks all of the security guards. And like a final security guard sort of tentatively runs at him and he goes, stay, and then runs away.
That was, he's so dope.
That sounds to me like a Daniel Craig ad-lib, but I have no proof of that. It's just a great line in the film.
Phineas hat einen, er kommt aus Spectre, sagt er, und er spielt in der Ski Lodge und er hat auch so ein bisschen den Eindruck, dass Daniel Craig da improvisiert hat. Er hat aber natürlich keinen Beweis dafür. Ihr könnt euch die Szene ja anschauen, vielleicht auch den ganzen Film Spectre, bevor ihr den 25. Bond dann im Kino guckt. Er startet am 30. September und ihr hört dann natürlich auch den Titelsong No Time to Die, keine Zeit zu sterben, von Billie Eilish und von ihrem Bruder Phineas.